Time now for the Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas.
And I found this very interesting. I didn't realize this was actually as big of a problem as it is. But our lighting, humans and their lights at night, are a danger to migratory birds. And I found this out from Saul Sussman, who is a member of the Hays County Friends of the Night Sky, but it's a larger statewide effort to turn out lights at night during the spring and fall migration periods to help protect the billions of migratory birds that fly over Texas annually. And I asked Saul Sussman specifically, what do we have to protect the migratory birds from?
We've got to protect them from people who keep their lights on all night long. But first of all, billions of birds migrate in the spring. Spring migration lasts from March 1st until June 15th, with peak migration starting April 22nd to May 15th. Majority of them migrate at night, and when they see the lights, they sometimes fly into the buildings. They're disoriented, or they're blinded, or they're attracted, and they die. The most dramatic incident happened in 2017 in Galveston with the insurance tower, you see the Moody Tower when I lived there long ago, when there was an incident where 400 birds were killed flying into that building one night.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah. So, as I say, thousands, if not millions of birds died in building collisions. And it can be one-story buildings as well as skyscrapers. But the most dramatic things have happened in urban centers. So what Audubon Texas and Texan by Nature, which runs the program statewide with a lot of local affiliates, started with asking skyscrapers in downtown to turn off their lights from 11 at night to 6 p.m. to save the lives of these migrating birds. For the first time this year in Hays County, we've certainly promoted it each year, but we're trying to develop a coalition of conservation groups, cities, anyone who's interested, to really kick up the level of attention to this program throughout Hays County and all our cities. We've got two communities in Hays County that are already certified dark sky places, Dripping Springs and Wimberley Valley. And Buda is working to become that way. We kind of think that lights should be off at night, necessary lights should be off at night all year round, but it's particularly important during spring and fall migration.
And we have a lot of birds that migrate through Texas.
Yes, Texas is one of the main flight paths for migrating birds.
Okay, so you're asking people basically to turn off all non-essential lights from 11 at night to 6 in the morning. Especially
right.
During the migration season. And as you said, that begins, the spring season begins this week, March 1st, Tuesday, March
right.
1st, and really picks up in April. These days, a lot of people keep their houses lit a lot more than they used to. It's part of their like landscape architecture is to keep lights on in the trees and everything. And this can
right.
this can blind the birds at night and they lose.
And disorient.
Wow.
So it's important at any level, whether it's one story, as I say, or whether it's the skyscraper. The statewide organization has some really dramatic photos available of skyscrapers that are lit up and that have chosen to abide by this program, and you can see the lights going off, and it's really cool. I always wonder, I have a personal curiosity as to why people keep their lights on all night long, because it's been shown that that doesn't do anything for safety. It just gives the illusion, the reassurance to people that they're somehow safer, but all they're doing is adding to light pollution. And we're particularly concerned about that out here in Hays County and other counties in the Hill Country, because with the rapid development, we're losing our view of the night sky. And light pollution is not just about preserving the view of the night sky, but it's also about decreasing light pollution that harms birds, bees, insects, other wildlife, and actually affects human health.
Again, we're talking with Saul Sussman. He's from Friends of the Night Sky, Hays County, but he's talking about a larger statewide effort to cut down on unnecessary lighting at night, especially during this bird migratory season that starts this week and really picks up in April. And you were talking about how more and more people are putting lighting on their homes at night, and it's gives them a false sense of security. And I think sometimes it's also like, look at my beautiful home, how nice it looks. It kind of put the home on display.
Yeah. One of my, I have a neighbor out here in Hayes County who said, look, everybody's house looks nice. We don't have to show it off to our neighbors.
So but, for those people that do have to have some security and safety lighting, you have suggestions for them, right?
That's right. Lights at night, outdoor lighting should be shielded. There are five principles of outdoor lighting. It should be shielded. It should be downward facing. It should be used only when necessary. Those are the main things. And things like timers and motion detectors can be a lot more effective for safety than keeping your lights on all night long. The International Dark Sky Association estimates that most residents spend about 13% of their electric bill on outdoor lighting. And so you can save money, cut down on harm to the sky and to wildlife, and do a lot of good things at the same time.
I've found a good list of suggestions for people who maybe never even thought about this. They didn't think about the fact that their lighting would be endangering birds, but TexanByNature.org, a nonprofit started by former First Lady Laura Bush, I believe, about
That's
a
right.
decade ago, TexanByNature.org, and they give you lots of ways to participate in this and cut down on the brightness of our Texas skies these days. How did you get involved in Friends of the Night Sky, Saul?
Well, I moved out to Hayes County from Northwest Austin
right.
In 2015, and I was struck by the amazing views of the night sky that you got out here when you just walk out your door.
Right.
Just from 2015 to now, the development, I live in Driftwood, and the development around here has picked up so much that we're starting to see that view obscured. So I got involved. I just thought our community is supposed to abide by night sky guidelines, but a lot of people keep their lights on all night long, and I'm just perplexed and confused as to why anyone would do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to educate. We're trying to educate people about light pollution, what it does, the harm that it does, and how we can work together to keep the beauty of the hill country night skies going. One of the best quotes that I heard came from a woman who works for the International Dark Sky Association. She said, "We're not trying to turn off all the lights. We're trying to get people to use light responsibly."
That's a very good point. Even indoors in tall buildings where they may not pull the blinds down every night to cut down on their lighting. And,
right.
And again, to direct the lighting to what you want to see, like a desk lamp as opposed to, I guess, fluorescents that light up the entire room.
Right. And if you have glare coming out from your house, whether it's outdoors or from inside, that actually gives bad guys a place to hide in the shadows. You can You're not protecting yourself. You're giving you're giving the bad guys a way to hide. Texan by Nature, by the way, on skyscrapers, asks many building managers during these migration seasons in the spring and the fall to do as much as they can to do their custodial work before 11 p.m. at night.
Right.
But they're the people who tend to leave the building last so that the lights can be turned off.
Your organization is not alone in this. Some of the supporting organizations here in our listening area include the City of Austin, the City of Dripping Springs, the Hill Country Alliance, Travis County Audubon Society, lots of folks, and it's a statewide effort too. Have you seen results yet?
Yes, there have been studies done of collecting, unfortunately, it's collecting dead birds.
Oh.
data is collected by Texan by Nature, and for the fall migration, Audubon, Texas is taking the lead on this program. So they are collecting data, trying to prove that by turning lights off, that the number of dead birds on city streets is declining. We're trying to do a census of that kind in Hayes County. It's a little bit more difficult since we don't have that many urban centers, but it's something that's being done. We're trying to collect data on that.
Again, I'm looking at TexanByNature.org, and they have links to the International Dark Sky Association, an international group, and they have examples of dark skies-friendly lighting, and they have advice from the McDonald Observatory out in West Texas, and one of the darkest skies anywhere, I think, here in the United States, certainly.
Right. The McDonnell Observatory has done a great job of working throughout that region. They're trying to develop what they call the Greater Big Bend Dark Sky Conservancy, and they actually would like to make it cross-border, getting participation on both sides of the border to protect the night skies, the view from the observatory. And as I say, it's generally better for wildlife and humans to not have light pollution. The International Dark Sky Association has a Texas chapter, and we have a website at www.idatexas.org.
IDA?
IDATexas.org.
Well, for people hearing this in Hays County, how do they become a friend of the night sky?
Easy. You can look at our website, which is hcfns.org, or you can find us on social media as at Hays Night Sky. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, we're just one of many organizations in Hays County that is trying to pull this together, a countywide campaign. But we can certainly steer people to the right places and get the information. And we'd love to have more members in Hays County.
Well, terrific. I find this very interesting because, honestly, I didn't know that night lighting was dangerous for birds.
Right. And there is a Travis County Friends of the Night Sky, by the way,
Cool.
And there's one in Blanco, and there's one in, there's a number, Comal County, Kendall County. It's really spreading throughout the hill country.
The birds don't need the light.
They don't. And humans don't really need as much light. I just heard a presentation yesterday from an expert on street lighting that said you actually see as much as well at 25% of what most people are, what most communities put out in their streetlights. They could dim it, and you would be just as safe and just as well off. So we use light indiscriminately, just because because people just didn't think about it, and it wasn't a problem until it started obscuring the view of previously rural and now rapidly developing areas, harming the view of the night sky, like Hays County.
Like Hays County, for sure. Well, Saul, thank you very much. This has been illuminating.
Thank you. Appreciate your interest very much.
Saul Sussman with the Friends of the Night Sky in Hays County. The larger effort is described very well on the website texanbynature.org.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kevin.
And how did we find out about Saul Sussman and Friends of the Night Sky in Hays County? He sent us an email. Real simple. You can do the same. If you have comments about today's program or topics you would like to see addressed on this program, just send an email to studio@sunradio.com.
It's the Regional Report. Thank you for listening.